inside black and gold. I'm Jeff Nowak. We are rolling into week two of the preseason. At this point, I was expecting to be talking about joint practices and how the starters weren't going to play, and we're going to get a good look at the depth players. Now the question is not, okay, are the starters going to play? It should be, how much are the starters going to play? And can they look better, particularly on the offense, than they did in week one of the preseason? And so let's start with that. You know, we talk about, okay, what do I want to see? What am I looking for? I'm looking for Trevor Penning to prove that this should not be his last game starting at right tackle. And frankly, if it is his last game starting at right tackle, it might be his last game with the Saints, at least as a tackle. You're not kicking him into guard this season. I mean, you're not. It's just not a situation that you're gonna do. I don't know if he can play guard at all, but it's definitely not what you're going to do this season. And if you're benching him, you're probably not playing him the same way you did last year. So we'll see. What I'll say is this week at practice, didn't start well. The first set of one-on-one drills, he got bull rushed by Isaiah Foskey and he didn't get hands on him. Like, that's my biggest issue with Trevor, is he's this big, strong guy and he doesn't use it. He seems to be too passive. Like, he's waiting. And it's like, dude, I just need you to go punch that guy. You know, I need you, like, and not technically, I don't need you to punch him in the face, but I need you to get your hands on him. I need him to feel you. Right. And he hasn't been doing that. And I haven't seen it get better. Now, it's tough to watch everything that's going on in these practices because they're in the trenches. Like, I don't get a bird, you know, I don't get tape to kind of go back and watch in slow motion to see what did he do, what didn't he do. He's been getting beat, and it's been affecting the offense. Now, what I would say prior to this is, hey, you could help him with a tight end, with a running back chipping. Now, the problem becomes if Taliese Fuanga's out, like we talked about in the first segment, can't help both sides. You know, you can't send a chip on both ends of the line. You can hide one tackle. You cannot hide two tackles. And I would argue that Landon Young as a starter makes me even a little bit more nervous than Trevor as a starter. And that's tough to say because I like Landon Young. I think he has a good skill set as kind of a fill-in backup guy, swing tackle. I don't think he's a starter in the NFL, and at least not right now. And so we'll go from there. But it's just like every time someone goes out on the offensive line and you see the depth come in for him, it just makes you more and more nervous about what happens with any injuries whatsoever. And if you can't run the ball with this offense, I just don't know what you do. And that's going to be the question. Can you run the ball? And, you know, to me, it's like Trevor, the biggest issue with Trevor is that if you can't run block and you can't pass set, then what are you doing? You know, and I think he has been a better run blocker this year than he was last year. I think that is an area that he's improved in terms of just like understanding where to go and how to operate in scheme. And if you can run the ball on first and second down and you can keep yourself out of third down, third and long, this offense has a chance. If you can't, and I've said this several times, if you can't, there's no scheme in your way around that. There's no scheme in your way around that. And Chris Olave, you know, as good as he is at getting open, I don't know. It's getting dicey. And I kind of, I think I was on a Browns podcast earlier this week, and I said, like, hey, this team has a chance to be like, I don't know, like the Rex Grossman Bears. And that's a bad example because they actually went to the Super Bowl. But it's just a similar situation of like, this defense, I think, has a chance to be really, really good. And that's without Justin Simmons. That's why the whole Justin Simmons situation is like, I thought this defense was going to be good with or without him. Now, with him, do they get somewhat better? Sure, they have a better starter at safety, but I expect this defense to be really good. Now, that only gets – that's only more – that just gets more and more frustrating if the offense – if the offense can't – execute at a reasonable level. I don't need them to be the best offense in the NFL. Can you be a top half offense? Can you put up some points? And we'll find out. You know, it's tough. It's really tough to gauge. You know, that's why the joint practices are going to be nice. We get an idea of how this team looks against a defense that hasn't been practicing against them every day. We don't get that. So, you know, we will have to see Trevor try to block Micah Parsons in week two. We'll have to see him try to block whoever else, right? It's kind of a murderer's row of pass rushers you're going to face in the first month of the season. And, you know, does Derek Carr survive it? I don't know, but that's what I need to see. And this is kind of an extended run. You know, I need to see a confident Trevor. I need to see confidence growing, and it seems to be going the other way. And that's honestly the most troubling part of it all, is I don't see a young player who's struggling, but working through the mistakes. I see a young player who's struggling, is frustrated, and just is stuck in his own head. And I don't know, maybe one good game can kind of snap you out of that and get you on the right track again. Maybe your mentality can survive it, and you can go and you can continue to build. Jeff Duncan, who's out here, has a good example to point to in Jonathan Stinchcomb, who was a second round pick, didn't start a game for his first 3 years, then, you know, ended up being a Pro Bowl tackle in the NFL. It happens. I don't think Trevor's Jonathan Stinchcomb, but we'll go from there. Either way, this is a massive game for him. And I think the reason it's a massive game is because if you do have to go a different route, you can't wait. You have to have time. You have to give that guy reps. The worst case scenario to me is you go through week one, you get blown off the line, you get destroyed, you lose a game that you objectively should win because the offensive line can't protect, and then you are making an adjustment heading into week two and giving a guy no training camp reps as with the ones, or at least not anything significant, and expecting him to go out there and survive in week two against Micah Parsons. That's the worst case scenario. So we'll find out, but it's got to be this week. I need to see something out of Trevor this week. And it doesn't have to be perfect. Heck, I have no expectation it's going to be perfect. I need to see it be better. I need to see him improve, and we'll go from there. More on a more positive note, Spencer Rattler. I expect him to play with the twos. I expect him to get in a second half scenario. And one good, you know, just note in terms of why I expect that is earlier this week, you had a day where Spencer actually took reps with the threes all day. And then you got into a 2 minute drill and it was an end of half scenario. And he took it over Jake, who then went into the developmental session. Right. And that's not an indictment of Jake. It is, to me, a scenario where this is where he's going to be playing in this game. So I want him to get work on that end of half scenario because he might have to run it. We saw Jake run an end of half scenario last week and he executed. So if you put Spencer in that similar position, you want to see him execute. Now, maybe not 40 seconds and one timeout from your own 10-yard line. That's a tough scenario to be in, but we'll see. Either way, you know, I think, you know, you saw a productive Spencer in that game. You're going to take somewhat of a step forward in terms of, okay, now you're going against the twos. This should be an upgrade. This is a strong 49ers roster, albeit one with dealing with a lot of injuries right now. So can you continue to take a step forward? You know, I'd like to see fewer drives end quickly, you know, and that was what, if I had a gripe, it was that, okay, you had that one long drive to start your first drive. You ended up going downfield and scoring a touchdown. Then the next three, you really didn't get anything going. And you know, you've executed that 2 minute drill. Great. I'd like to see a little bit more consistency in between. And who knows how many drives he's going to get? Who knows how much the offense is going to get? Are you going to have him out there for the whole first quarter? And then you maybe leave Spencer in for the second and third quarters? I don't know. That's going to be the question. But, you know, I want to see him be able to sustain, you know, drives in between. You know, you can't. I don't want to see that kind of lull, right? Like the one that really stands out is you get the ball at the 49, you should be able to go down and get points. And not doing that, you know, is a negative. And we haven't really talked much about that in terms of what he's done. And as we shouldn't, like, I'm not going to sit here and talk about the mistakes of a rookie in his first preseason game. I'm going to talk about what he did well and what I want to see him do more. And one thing that I think we've seen a little bit too much of is not panicking. I don't want to say panicking, but pulling the ball down a little too early and scrambling and relying on his athleticism, you know, that's always going to be there, especially in a preseason game where, you know, you're just working on stuff. I don't want to see you scrambling. I want to see you extending. Use your athleticism to extend a play and find someone rather than trying to run the ball. First of all, I don't want you to get hurt. And that's a good way for a quarterback to get hurt, especially a smaller quarterback in a game that doesn't matter. And second, it's just like that's not always going to be the answer. And especially in like a 2-minute scenario, I've seen him scramble too many times in 2-minute scenarios for my liking. Because that's, I'd rather you throw the ball away than scramble for 3 yards. Right. And that's something that, you know, I think there's a balance there. But just those small details, you know, managing the time on the clock a little bit better. Like that's one of the gripes I had was the end of game scenario. You're in the 2-minute drill so well. And then that last like 10 seconds where you should be able to just run the clock down and kick it with no time left, you weren't able to do that. So those kind of just, you know, procedural things like understanding, you know, how long you can stay in the huddle and getting in and out of it, not having like to take timeouts because you're not getting to the play time, because you're not getting to the line fast enough, that type of thing. That's what I want to see out of Spencer. But he's had kind of a weird week in camp, right? Because he's dealing with that thigh bruise. I don't know how much of a problem that is currently as you get into the end of the week, but it does look like something that impacted him on Tuesday in particular. He just didn't look right. He just looked like he was laboring a little bit. He had probably his worst day at camp. He seems to have picked that up a little bit better over the last couple of days. He had a nice touchdown to Bub Means, and we'll see how we're going. But I think this is going to be, I don't know if it's going to decide the quarterback competition this week, but you know, I think if either of these guys goes out and falls flat on their face, that's going to put you behind the eight ball a little bit in terms of, okay, can I trust you when the lights come on? And we'll see how that goes. But that's the other thing. Can Spencer Rattler kind of prove that he should be the guy and avoid proving that he shouldn't be the guy this year? All right. As we mentioned, which safety wants to be that starter? Who's going to take it? DA said it multiple times. I need someone to show me that that's their job. So where do you do that? In the preseason. I want to see someone make a play. I want to see a turnover forced. I want to see, you know, pressure. I want to see big tackles. I want to see tackles in space, right? I want to see action. And so those guys are going to have to prove something to me. I think they're going to get good run. And that trio of Jonathan Abram, Will Harris, and Jordan Howden, I think they're all going to be on the roster. And it's just going to be a question of who's getting that primary role next to Tyrann Mathieu. Right now, I would guess Jonathan Abram, and he's kind of been my pick throughout camp just in terms of the veteran who you'd maybe trust a little more, but Jordan Howden has more of an X factor to him, and I want to see him hit, and I want to see him be aggressive, and we'll see. But that's the other thing. And then one more, Samson Nakua. I'm starting to wonder, based on his usage in that first preseason game, whether maybe the team is trying to hide him a little bit, because I think they like him. I think they like him a lot, and they might be trying to stash him on the practice squad. And so, like, why aren't you getting this guy reps in situations that maybe that would make sense to get him in? Because hey, if Samson Nakua goes out there and has a big game, you know what everyone's going to be talking about? Oh my God, it's Puka's older brother. He's having, you know, in most cases you would have a, you know, a guy that is like the fringe roster guy go out there and have a big game, and people would be trying to pronounce his name correctly, and it would be a problem. If it's a guy named Nakua, it's going to make national headlines, and suddenly everyone's going to be looking at Samson Nakua tape. So I don't know if that's definitely happening, but I start to wonder, because, you know, why are you showcasing Kevin Austin? I don't know. But if Samson is out there a little bit more this week, I'd like to see him make some plays, and I'd like to see him on special teams in particular, because that's what he's going to have to do to make this roster. Kickers, punters, that's going to be a big one. That's always an interesting one in the preseason. I thought Matt Hayball, you know, like anytime I give someone grief for a specific thing and then they go out and they improve on it, I always want to mention it. And that's what I'm going to say. Matt Hayball, you know, I gave him a hard time about the going in punts. You know, I need you to pin teams inside the 20. And anytime you're not doing that, that's a problem. That's lost yardage. And he did that twice in terms of, hey, you had one kick that should have been pinned deep and it went to the end zone. That's a negative result. You had one kick that should have been inside the 20 and it got returned out to the 25. That's a negative result. So that's kind of where I land on it. But today in practice, you were working on the going in punts, and he had, I would say, 4 out of 5 of them were in a good spot. One of them, I think Kool-Aid McKinstry muffed. And you know, that's not great. You don't want to see that. But I think part of it was the punt itself was able to force him to move. A lot of these guys, I think Cedric Wilson, he had to go back further than he was expecting. This was a bit of a longer kick. I think he was kicking it from the 40 and Matt got it inside the 10. And I think, you know, Cedric, he caught it, but he was like, God damn, I got to keep going. So he has that, you know, he has the cannon leg. I need to see the precision, and whether he's the Saints punter or not, that's something that he needs to show. Blake Groupie, Charlie Smith, I think that competition is still going on. We'll see if maybe they get some more opportunities in this game. If the quarterbacks can get in the scoring range a little bit more often, maybe give him a long kick. Wouldn't hate it. And then one last thing, Rashid Shaheed, we didn't see him in the preseason opener. He is back out to practice this week. And I just feel like Rashid's presence in this offense across from Chris opens up so much. Now, I don't know how much you're going to be doing with Chris and Rashid. I don't know how much actual scheme you're going to show, but you can see it in practice. Like, just having him out there opens things up, and you can get him the ball in space and let him run. He's just impossible to run with. You know, like, he just moves in a way that other people can't move. And whether that's attacking deep and opening things up underneath, whether that's a crossing route where guys are going to have to go with him. The only issue on crossing routes is you got to, that timing is tough because he's so fast that, you know, you got to be able to get him the ball. It's not a, you put that ball in a different location for him than you might for anybody else. So that's just the type of timing and accuracy that I want to see. And just in general with the quarterback and the wide receiver, I want to see these guys time things up better. Cause that was when I look at, okay, Why wasn't this third down ball caught? Why was this deep ball off? I think a lot of it is not necessarily location. It's understanding this is where he's going to be and this is where the ball needs to be. And that's something that you gain through reps, right? Like, it's, I think we take for granted sometimes how difficult it actually is to throw a ball 30 yards downfield to the spot that someone's going to be in 5 steps. Right? Like, you're throwing with anticipation. You're not just throwing to a guy who's standing still, right? You're throwing to where that guy's gonna be because there is a guy trying to pick the ball off, right? And when it works, it looks so easy and it looks like something is like, of course, do this every time. But that takes practice and that takes reps. And so we'll see if maybe they can do that a little bit better this week, because that was something that I think last year you didn't get enough of until later in the year. And by that point, obviously, you didn't win enough games. You ended up missing the playoffs on a tiebreaker. So that's the thing. I want to see, can Trevor Penning prove that he should get more time at right tackle? Can he? That's the question. Can Spencer Rattler show that he is the guy? He should be the guy as that backup quarterback. Which safety can win that job across from Tyrann Mathieu? Who can make some statement plays and say, this is my job? Can Samson Nakua prove that, hey, I should make this roster or at the very least become a practice squad guy? Well, I think that's something that maybe we'll see or maybe we won't. I think going into some of the last preseason games of Rashid Shaheed's rookie season, I was like, oh, we'll definitely see Rashid returning kicks. It's just something that he's a return ace. Of course, he didn't. And the only reason is because you knew if you put that on tape, someone was going to come calling and you don't want that. So we'll see how that goes for him. And then, as I mentioned, I want to see Rashid. I want to see Chris Olave get on the same page with Derek Carr, show some of that timing that you should be developing at a higher clip this year. And obviously timing's a lot easier to have when you're not running for your life. So the offensive line protection is a big part of that. But that's it. That's going to wrap up this final Irvine episode of Inside Black and Gold. I appreciate everyone who's stuck around, who's put up with maybe some of the not so perfect sound from this mic I'm holding in my hand and waving all around the whole time. It changes from this kind of boring backdrop for me just kind of ranting into this camera for an hour. I appreciate everyone who listens, everyone who reaches out. I even appreciate the people who tell me I'm a homer for the team. If you're talking to me, I don't mind. But as always, make sure to subscribe. If there's anything you want me to hit going forward, let me know either in the comments or on Twitter at Jeff_Nowak. DMs are open. You can check out the latest content at WWL.com. Also, sports talk on AMFM.com and the Odyssey app. And we are heading out to San Francisco on Saturday. So make sure to follow me. I'll be tweeting stuff from the field as I do. Should be out there about, you know, 5 p.m. I usually get on the field around 2 hours prior to kickoff. There's actually a funny picture I posted on Instagram, but none of you probably know my Instagram because I never use it. It's a clip. Maybe I'll tweet it, but I'm kind of looking from the sideline, and it's a Jordan Mims play, and you can just see me straight there. It looks like I'm making like a proud dad face. That's what my wife told me, is I was making a proud dad face. But in reality, it was more like a grimace. It was like, because he stepped out of bounds, and I noticed that. And I was just like, oh, anyway, that's it. So looking forward to more weekends on the sidelines. It'll be a lot more fun when the games start. And we can, particularly when we can get into more regular schedule for this podcast in particular, because doing this in this weird time zone shift, I'm not able to get Steve on here as much as I'd like to. I'm not able to react to stuff as quickly as I'd like to. I'm not able to edit the episode as quickly as I'd like to. So I'm hopeful that we can get more into it. But again, 30 of this podcast, I appreciate everyone, particularly if you've been here since the beginning. I know there's been some fits and starts, and we haven't always hit all the marks that we want to hit. But again, it's humbling that anyone watches this at all, anyone listens to this at all. So I appreciate all of you. But that's it. That's the end of my spiel. Thanks everyone for listening, getting all the way to the end. That's an achievement in itself. And I'll be back in touch after week two of the preseason. Saints Niners Sunday, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific. All right, y'all. Who dat? Easy.